Alex Haley, the author of Roots, has an unusual picture hanging on his office wall. It's a picture of a turtle on a fence post. And somebody asked him why he had a picture of a turtle on a fence post hanging on his wall. And he said that every time that he writes something and thinks it's significant, or any time that he reads his words and think they are wonderful, and he's tempted to be proud about himself, he looks at the picture of the turtle on the fence post. He reminds himself that the turtle did not get there on his own. He had some help. We would do well to remember that we're sort of like a turtle on a fence post. The position that we hold in life, we did not receive on our own. All that we have, all that we are, is because of the goodness and kindness of God. He's the one that has raised us up. Our society loves to idolize the self-made person who goes from rags to riches through determination and commitment and rises from nothing up into becoming something. And we call that person the self-made person. But the truth is this, there is no such thing as a self-made person. There's only God-made people. This life that we have is a gift from God. None of us has done something to merit the gift of life. Think about our senses. We taste, we see, we touch, we hear. These are gifts given to us from God. The gifts and talents that we have are determined by God, not ourselves. But some would say, but I've used my gifts, I've developed them. But I would ask, who gave you the wisdom to know that you should use your gifts? Who gave you that determination and drive? You see, God has given us everything. In fact, the only thing that we can call our own is our sin. That's the only thing in our life that God has had no part in. Which is kind of a sobering thought, because what does sin do? It destroys us. It destroys relationships and it destroys life. All that we have, all that we are outside of sin is because of God's graciousness and goodness to us. And when we remember this and see our life all as a gift from God, who has raised us up, the only appropriate response is to say,